with History Exam 2010. Number 1. What position did the U.S. take as conflict engulfed Europe during World War I? A. Sided with Germany. B. Sided with Italy. C. Declared war on Germany. D. Remained neutral. Number 2. High casualties and poor morale in the Russian army led to A. The defeat of the Bolsheviks. B. Restrictions on civil liberties in Russia. C. Russia's withdrawal from World War I. D. The death of Tsar Nicholas. 3. Which empire was still intact after World War I? A. German. B. British. C. Ottoman. D. Austro-Hungarian. 4. Based on information on the timeline above, which event correctly completes the timeline? A. First crisis in the Balkans. B. Creation of the Triple Alliance. C. Russia signs Treaty of Brest-Litovsk. D. Assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. 5. Which statement best describes the relationship between the Russian Revolution and World War I? A. World War I restored confidence in the Tsar, helping to end the Russian Revolution. B. World War I gave Russia's army the experience to suppress the revolution. C. World War I created conditions within Russia that helped lead to a revolution. D. The Russian Revolution inspired its citizens and allies to win World War I. 6. The man who succeeded Vladimir Lenin as leader of Russia was A. Karl Marx, B. Joseph Stalin, C. Leon Trotsky, D. Adam Smith. 7. Who were two major leaders during World War I? A. Franklin D. Roosevelt and Harry Truman, B. Kaiser Wilhelm II and Woodrow Wilson, C. Harry Truman and Joseph Stalin, D. Nicholas II and George MacArthur. 8. Lenin's promise of peace, land, and bread during the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917 was made in an effort A. to end France's occupation of Russian territory, B. to restore Tsar Nicholas back to the throne, C. to gain popular support to take control of the government, D. to resolve conflicts between the farmers and the ruling class. 9. Which nation helped organize the League of Nations yet was not a member? A. Italy, B. United States, C. Germany, D. Austria-Hungary. 10. Which best identifies the major flaw in the League of Nations leading to its failure? A. Signing of the Kellogg-Briand Peace Pact, B. Germany's admission to the League, C. Renunciation of war by every country in the world, D. Its inability to act as an enforcer because it had no armed forces. 11. What term describes a region of the Middle East controlled by victors of World War I? A. Alliance, B. Mandate, C. State, D. Reparation. 12. One reason the U.S. ended its policy of isolationism and entered World War I was the A. Fall of the Ottoman Empire, B. Japanese invasion of Manchuria, C. Truce between revolutionary Russia and Germany, D. Unrestricted submarine warfare by Germany. 13. What organization does the table above describe? A. Congress of Vienna, B. Continental Congress, C. Counter-Reformation, D. League of Nations. 14. The mandate system was established by the A. Soviet Union, B. Ottoman Empire, C. Congress of Vienna, D. League of Nations. 15. a series of proposals for the Treaty of Versailles called the 14 Points was drawn up by A. George Clemenceau of France, B. Woodrow Wilson of the United States, C. David Lloyd George of Great Britain, D. Villatoro Orlando of Italy. 16. What was a major cause of World War I? A. Rebellions in colonial lands of Africa and Asia, B. Expansion of communism into Europe, Western Europe, C. Militarism in the nations of Europe, D. Inability of the League of Nations to keep the peace. 17. Growing nationalism and militarism in Europe and the creation of secret alliances were A. Reasons for the rise of democracy, B. Causes of World War I, C. Requirements for economic development, D. Reasons why European nations became imperialists. 18. What was the goal of Lenin's new economic policy? A. Force peasants to give their food to the communists, B. Allow capitalism in order to give incentives for food production, C. Rapidly industrialize Russia, D. Give free education to all citizens. 19. The leader of the Bolsheviks was A. Vladimir Lenin, B. Joseph Stalin, C. Franz Ferdinand, D. Tsar Nicholas II. 20. What was a powerful force in Europe in the 19th century as illustrated by the two maps? A. Imperialism, B. Capitalism, C. Secularism, D. Nationalism. 21. Referring to the poem, If I Should Die, Think Only of Me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall, in that richer earth, a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam, a body of England's breathing English air, washed up by the rivers, blessed by sons of home. Rupert Brooke's The Soldier. 21. Which idea is expressed in the excerpt of Brooke's poem? A. Isolationism, B. Nationalism, C. Passivism, D. Secularism. 22. Which title would complete the above partial outline? A. Scramble for Africa, B. Causes of World War I, C. Outcomes of World War I, D. Reasons for the Congress of Vienna. 23. Which provision was a part of the treaty that ended World War I? A. Appropriation of Britain's colonies, B. German payment of $32 billion in war reparations, C. Demilitarization of France, D. U.S. chartering of the League of Nations. 24. Which nation pulled out of the war in 1918 by signing the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk with Germany? A. U.S., B. Great Britain, C. Russia, D. France. 25. Which term means money paid for war damages? A. Reparations, B. Collective bargaining, C. Credit, D. Diplomacy. 26. Who became the mandatory powers in the Middle East? A. Germany and Russia, B. United States and Great Britain, C. Canada and Mexico, D. France and Great Britain. 27. Which best identifies the major flaw in the League of Nations leading to its demise? A. Kellogg Grand Peace Pact, B. Germany's admission to the League? C. Renunciation of war by every country in the world? D. Inability to act as an enforcer because it had no armed forces. 28. What was the purpose of the mandate system? A. Administer colonies of the defeated powers after World War I. B. United Nations. C. Preserve peace in the Middle East. D. Collect war reparations after World War I. 29. Which time period in German history is most accurately represented on the map? A. Between World War I and World War II. B. Just after the Franco-Prussian War. C. Immediately after the Congress of Vienna. D. During unification under Bismarck. 30. What was a result of the provisions of this historical document? Use the historical document to answer questions 30 and 31. The Allied governments affirm and Germany accepts the responsibility for causing all the loss and damage to which the Allied governments and their nationals have been subjected as a consequence of the war imposed on them by the aggression of Germany. Again, number 30. What was a result of the provisions of this historical document? A. Allied governments helped rebuild the German economy. B. Resentments about the provisions contributed to the growth of Nazism in Germany. C. The ideas in these provisions served as the basis for all future alliances. D. The provisions resulted in lasting peace in Germany. 31. This passage is taken from which historical document? A. Charter of the League of Nations. B. Treaty of Versailles. C. Magna Carta. D. Edict of Nantes. 32. Which event was the start of the worldwide depression of the 1930s? A. Treaty of Versailles. B. Stock market crash of 1929. C. Dawes Act. D. Election of 1928. 33. What was the cause of the worldwide depression after World War I? A. High protective tariffs. B. Failure of banks to expand credit opportunity. C. Low unemployment. D. Industry failure to produce enough supply to satisfy demand. No country is exempt. The privation, hardship, and anxiety which exist today in millions on homes all over the world is extreme. Probably 12 million industrial workers stand idle. John Maynard Keynes. 34. The above quotation best describes the A. Stock market crash, B. Great Depression, C. Boxer Rebellion, D. Bolshevik Revolution. 35. Why did Germany experience rapid inflation soon after World War I? A. Allies blockaded German ports. B. The Allies continued to occupy the western part of the nation. C. Germany had to pay high protective tariffs. D. Germany was required to make large reparation payments. 36. What political changes resulted from the worldwide depression? A. Rise of totalitarian dictatorships. B. Spread of democracy. C. Spread of isolationist policies. D. Increase in personal liberties. 37. Why did Adolf Hitler's Nazi Party receive support from the German people? A. It followed the provisions of the Treaty of Versailles. B. It advocated against anti-Semitism. C. It planned to create a more democratic government. D. It promised to improve Germany's economy. 38. During the interwar period, which Italian leader formed the Fascist Party? A. Vladimir Lenin, B. Victor Emmanuel, C. Count Cavour, D. Benito Mussolini. 39. Who was the Prime Minister of Britain during its battle with Germany? A. Neville Chamberlain, B. George Marshall, C. Winston Churchill, D. Joseph Luftwaffe. 40. Which event brought the United States into World War II? A. Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, B. British refusal to trade with United States, C. Communist overthrow of Russian government, D. German submarine attacks against United States shipping. 41. President Blank described December 7th as a date which will live in infamy. A. Harry Truman, B. Dwight Eisenhower, C. Franklin Roosevelt, D. Theodore Roosevelt. 42. Which of the following correctly completes the chart above? A. Anti-Semitic, B. Tolerant, C. Democratic, D. Russian. 43. Which of the following is an incorrect match? A. Douglas MacArthur, U.S. General, B. Hirohito, Japanese General, C. Winston Churchill, British Prime Minister, D. Adolf Hitler, Nazi dictator of Germany. 44. What nation did Germany invade which ended the appeasement policies of Britain and France as they declared war? A. USSR, B. Italy, C. Belgium, D. Poland. 45. Who made the decision to drop the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? A. Roosevelt, B. Truman, C. Eisenhower, D. Churchill. 46. Despite a non-aggression pact with nations, which nation did Hitler invade in 1941? A. Poland, B. Britain, C. U.S., D. USSR. 47. What was the Allied invasion to take back occupied France? A. Battle of Britain, B. Attack on Pearl Harbor, C. D-Day, D. VE Day. 48. Which statement does not accurately complete the above chart? A. Policy of appeasement by the British and French, B. Aggressive German expansion into Eastern Europe, C. Germany successfully paid World War I reparation, D. Japanese expansion through imperialistic policies. 49. Which sequence shows the correct chronological order of the above-listed World War II events, from earliest to latest? A. 1, 2, 3, 4, B. 3, 4, 2, 1, C. 2, 1, 4, 3, D. 4, 3, 2, 1. 50. Which geographic factor played the greatest role in preventing Russia from being conquered by both Napoleon and Hitler? A. Desert, B. Rivers, C. Climate, D. Mountains. 51. The imperialist policies followed by Japan after World War I were based on a desire to A. Convert other Asians to their religion. B. Acquire markets for its oil industry. C. Compete with Japanese trade policies. D. Obtain raw materials for manufacturing. 52. The systematic and purposeful destruction of a racial, political, religious, or cultural group is called A. Enslavement. B. Segregation. C. Genocide. D. Germ warfare. 53. What is the best title for the above map? A. 20th century communist revolutions. B. Locations of 20th century genocides. C. Years under the U.S. Marshall Plan. D. 20th century Nazi Party headquarters. 54. Which example of genocide is not correctly matched with the country where it occurred? A. Armenians, Ottoman Empire. B. Tutsi minority, Ghana. C. Muslim and Croats, Yugoslavia. D. Government leaders, Soviet Union. 55. What was the focus of the Great Purge? A. Removal of American forces from the USSR. B. Removal of all opposition to the chairman of the Communist Party. C. Bring together members of the Communist Party for policy debate. D. Eliminate the people of German descent from Soviet territory. 56. Who committed genocide against Muslims and Croats in the former Yugoslavia? A. Armenians. B. Pol Pot. C. Bosnian Serbs. D. Stalin. 57. In the decades after World War II, both West Germany and Japan, A. were divided into communist and anti-communist nations. B. allied themselves with the Soviet Union. C. were allowed to retain a ceremonial emperor. D. became economic powers in their region. 56. In both cities, the blast totally destroyed everything within a radius of 1 mile from the center of explosion, except for certain reinforced concrete frames as noted above. The atomic explosion almost completely destroyed Hiroshima's identity as a city. Over a fourth of the population was killed in one stroke, and an additional fourth seriously injured, so that even if there had been no damage to structures and installations of the normal city life would still have been completely shattered. Nearly everything was heavily damaged up to a radius of 3 miles from the blast, and beyond this distance, damage, although comparatively light, extended for several more miles. Glass was broken up to 12 miles. In Nagasaki, a smaller area of the city was actually destroyed than in Hiroshima, because the hills which enclosed the target area restricted the spread of the great blast. But careful examination of the effects of the explosion gave evidence of greater blast effects than in Hiroshima. Total destruction spread over an area of about 3 square miles. Over a third of the 50,000 buildings in the target area of Nagasaki were destroyed or seriously damaged. The complete destruction of the huge steelworks and the torpedo plant was especially impressive. The steel frames of all buildings within a mile of the explosion were pushed away, as by a giant hand, from the point of detonation. The badly burned area extended for 3 miles in length. The hillside up to the radius of 8,000 feet were scorched, giving them an autumnal appearance. 58. Which event is described in the above excerpt? A. German invasion of Poland. B. Russian defense of Stalingrad. C. U.S. bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. D. Japanese invasion of Manchuria. Peter Fischel described everyday life for the children of Tetterzen concentration camp. His story, along with the poetry, prose, and artwork of other children, were published in I Never Saw Another Butterfly. We got used to standing in line at 7 o'clock in the morning, at 12 noon, and again at 7 o'clock in the evening. We stood in a long queue line with a plate in our hand, into which they ladled a little warmed-up water with a salty or a coffee flavor, or else they gave us a few potatoes. We got used to sleeping without a bed, to saluting every uniform, not to walk on the sidewalks, and then again to walk on the sidewalk. We got used to undeserved slaps, blows, and executions. We got accustomed to seeing people die in their own excrement, to seeing piled-up coffins full of corpses, to seeing the sick amid dirt and filth, and to seeing helpless doctors. We got used to it from time to time. 1,000 unhappy souls would come here, and that from time to time, another 1,000 unhappy souls would go away. 59. The treatment described in the above excerpt was a result of Hitler's plan known as A. The Great Purge, B. Fascist Agenda, C. Armenian Massacre, D. Final Solution. 60. What was true of post-war Japan? A. The destruction during the war triggered a 20-year economic depression. B. Japan attempted to rebuild its empire by invading Korea in 1950. C. The new democratic government was overthrown by communists in 1949. D. The military was limited and a democratic government began with U.S. help. 61. The Marshall Plan, the Iron Curtain, and the Berlin Airlift are events associated with A. World War I, B. The Great Depression, C. The Cold War, D. New Imperialism. 62. Which policy is illustrated in the above chart? A. Final Solution, B. Five-Year Plan, C. Mandate System, D. Westernization. 63. Which British foreign policy regarded Germany does the above cartoon suggest? A. Appeasement, B. Imperialism, C. Nationalism, D. Isolationism. 64. The International Military Tribunal representing 23 nations put Nazi war criminals on trial in what city? A. Nuremberg, Germany, B. London, England, C. Brussels, Belgium, D. Vienna, Austria. 65. The Cold War was a series of military skirmishes between the U.S. and Germany, B. Technological war between the United States and Japan, C. Conflict between United States and Iraq, D. Philosophical war between the United States and the Soviet Union. 66. Which are the two ideologies which created conflict between the two superpowers? A. Capitalism and communism, B. Absolute monarchy and democracy, C. Protestantism and Catholicism, D. Nazism and fascism. 67. The events in the above box were a result of A. A worldwide depression following World War II. B, an invasion of Moscow by Poland with support from NATO. C, the collapse of communism in the Soviet Union and Europe, Eastern Europe. D, free democratic elections in the Soviet Union. 68. The Truman Doctrine and the Marshall Plan were designed to A, end German demands for the territory of Poland, B, restore a balance of power after Napoleon's rule, C, promote economic and political stability in Europe, D, prevent Iraq's takeover of Kuwait and its oil supply. 69. During most of the Cold War period, which two nations were divided into communist and non-communist parts? A, China and Mongolia, B, Vietnam and Korea, C, Pakistan and Ireland, D, Poland and Cuba. 70. What is the appropriate heading or topic for the characteristics listed above? A, World War II, B, Great Depression, C, Imperialism, D, Cold War. 71. The purpose of the Truman Doctrine and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization was to provide A, economic and military support to European nations to stop spread of communism, B, military troops to end ethnic warfare in the former Yugoslavia, C, humanitarian aid for starving people in Ethiopia and Sudan, D, rights of freedom of speech and the press to Turkish citizens. 72. What symbol of the Cold War describes the division of Europe after World War II into Soviet-dominated communist countries and Western democracies led by the United States? A, Berlin Wall, B, Great Wall of China, C, Warsaw Pact, D, Iron Curtain. 73. One reason the USSR formed the Warsaw Pact was to A, ease the transition to democracy, B, help institute capitalism in Eastern Europe, C, limit the threat of invasion from Western Europe, D, challenge the economic successes of the common market. The parties agree that an armed attack against one or more of them in Europe or North America shall be considered an attack against them all, and consequently agree that if such an armed attack occurs, each of them, in exercise of the right of individual or collective self-defense, will assist the party or parties so attacked. 74. Which organization includes the above excerpt in its charter? A, Warsaw Pact, B, United Nations, C, Organization of American States, D, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. 75. The purpose of the Marshall Plan was to A, restore Japanese economic development, B, provide military aid to Middle Eastern allies, C, assure nationalist success in the Chinese Civil War, D, provide for economic recovery in Europe. 76. One reason for the construction of the Berlin Wall in 1961 was to A, promote reunification of East and West Germany, B, keep East Germans from fleeing to the western sector of Berlin, C, complete the post-World War II rebuilding of Berlin, D, meet the requirements of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. 77. The headlines above discuss events during A, Stalin's purges, B, World War II, C, the Cold War, D, the post-Cold War era. 78. The violence and destruction that occurred during World War II led to the A, expansion of colonial empires in Africa, B, formation of the United Nations, C, signing of the Treaty of Versailles, D, unification of Germany. 79. Which event does the above cartoon best illustrate? A, formation of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, B, division of Germany after World War II, C, Stalin's purges, D, collapse of the USSR. 80. Both alliances shown on the map above were formed after World War II primarily to A, increase military defense, B, promote democracy in Europe, C, compete in the global economy, D, expand trade between the members. 81. The destruction of the Berlin Wall in 1989 is symbolic of the A, end of the Soviet domination of Eastern Europe, B, declining power of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, C, fall of the Weimar Republic, D, collapse of the European Union. 82. Who was the leader of the communists in China? A, Mohandas Gandhi, B, Mao Zedong, C, Fidel Castro, D, Ho Chi Minh. 83. Based on the information shown in the maps above, what is one similarity in the way the Cold War affected Korea and Vietnam? A, an armistice line was created in both nations. B, the demilitarized zones in both nations were about the same. C, both nations were united under communist leadership. D, both nations were divided into separate governments in the North and South. 84. The current status of Vietnam today is that the nation is A, divided into a North and South Vietnam, B, reunited as a communist nation, C, divided into West and East Vietnam, D, reunited as a democratic nation. 85. All of the events on the timeline shown actions taken during the A, policy of appeasement, B, Cold War, C, decline of nationalism, D, Bolshevik Revolution. 86. What was the main goal of the United States in Vietnam? A, reunification of Vietnam, B, upholding of the Yalta Agreement, C, containment of communism, D, negotiation of the ceasefire in the North. 87. Which title would best fit the above graphic organizer? A, capitalism in full retreat, B, collapse of communism in Eastern Europe, C, formation of the Warsaw Pact, D, buildup of the Cold War. 88. What symbol is used on the above map to identify nations that are considered satellites of the USSR? A, B, C, or D? 89. Which event is generally considered to be the confrontation which most nearly led to the nuclear war? A, construction of the Berlin Wall, B, Cuban Missile Crisis, C, Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, D, United States financing the Marshall Plan. 90. After World War II, the U.S. provided financial aid to West Germany because this nation was A. Newly independent. B. Attempting to reunite with East Germany. C. Facing possible communist threats. D. Threatening to ally itself with the Soviets. From Sedan in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Winston Churchill, 1946. 91. The above statement refers to the A. Beginning of the Cold War, B. Unification of Germany, C. End of World War I, D. Russian Revolution. 92. All of the following are outcomes of the Indian independence movement except A. Political division between Pakistan and India, B. End of British rule in India, C. Creation of new states like Bangladesh, D. Collapse of trading posts in Sri Lanka. 93. Mohandas Gandhi is best known for his A. Desire to establish an Islamic nation, B. Opposition to Hindu holding political office, C. Encouragement of violence to end British rule, D. Use of passive resistance to achieve independence. 94. Which new state was created in the Indian subcontinent to replace East Pakistan? A. Pakistan, B. Sri Lanka, C. Iran, D. Bangladesh. 95. Which country gained its independence through war with France? A. Libya, B. Kenya, C. Algeria, D. Ghana. 97. Why did independence movements in Africa gain success after World War II? A. Resentment toward imperial rule and economic exploitation. B. Pride in British heritage and aid from their political stability. C. Influence of superpower rivalry during World War II. C. Charter of European Union guaranteed self-determination. 98. One similarity between the sepoys in India, the Boxers in China, and the Mau Mau in Kenya is that these groups A. tried to drive Europeans out of their countries, B. depended on Western support for their success, C. adopted Marxist economic and political principles, D. sought independence through nonviolence. 99. The African country of Kenya won its independence through a violent struggle under the leadership of A. Mohandas Gandhi, B. Nelson Mandela, C. Jomo Kenyatta, D. Louis Mountbatten. 100. The charter of what organization guaranteed colonial populations like those in Africa the right to self-determination? A. European Union, B. League of Nations, C. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, D. United Nations. 101. One characteristic of apartheid which was practiced in South Africa is A. Forced migration of blacks to other nations, B. Integration of all races in society, C. An open-minded in immigration policy, D. Segregation of the races. 102. The mandate system was established by what organization after World War I? A. United Nations, B. League of Nations, C. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, D. triple and tut. 103. Mandates in the Middle East were granted independence after what war? A. Cold War. B. World War I. C. World War II. D. Vietnam War. 104. The mandate system was phased out after World War II, creating new states in the Middle East and leading to major ongoing conflicts created by A. Overpopulation, B. Religious differences, C. Minority control, D. Poverty. 105. Jordan and Palestine were mandates of what country? A. Great Britain, B. France, C. Spain, D. Germany. Use this map to answer the next question. This map shows important events in Africa's independence from European countries. Which area's description is false? A. Kenya, B. South Africa, C. Algeria, D. West Africa. 107. Which of the following is a characteristic of developed nations? A. High infant mortality rate, B. High literacy rate, C. High illiteracy rate, D. Low per capita income. 108. Which of the following is a characteristic of developing nations? A. Many households with access with the internet, B. Numerous highways, rail systems, airports, etc., C. A large number of high-tech industries and heavy industries, D. Many people with no health care and poor nutrition. 109. Which of the following is a challenge faced by the world in both developed and developing nations? A. Refugees running away from religious and ethnic conflicts, B. Widespread literacy, C. Democratic institutions, D. Decreasing pollution. 110. What is the most likely reason a nation might allow guest workers? A. To socialize the workers so as to create labor-stable societies in the guest workers' homeland. B. To provide the host country with cheap labor and to fill positions which the natives of the country will not take. C. To provide political asylum to many without offending the country of origin of the guest workers. D. To spread the political philosophy of the host country. 111. The immigration of what from developing nations has led to ethnic conflict in several European countries? A. Women, B. Guest workers, C. Communists, D. Ranchers. 112. What is the major reason for the differences in economic prosperity in various areas of the world today? A. An unequal distribution of resources, B. The success of nationalist movements, C. Religious unity between some nations, D. Membership of the United Nations. 113. How has new technology created opportunities, but at the same time created challenges? A. It has moved all people forward at the same rate so that economic differences remain. B. It has only benefited the developed countries. C. It has led to the dissolution of all traditional values. D. It has created widespread but unequal access to computers, and instantaneous communications, which has widened the gap between the rich and poor. 114. Multinational corporations such as Honda, Volvo, Nestle, and Mitsubishi establish plants in selected countries that A. can provide skilled labor and a growing economy, B. have raw materials and a sound economy, C. can provide raw materials and the cheapest labor, D. can produce parts and assemble the product. 115. What is the connection between economic development and political freedom? A. Most economic development takes place in countries with political freedom for its citizens. B. Most economic development occurs in countries with limited amounts of political freedom. C. Political freedom jeopardizes the economy. D. There is no consistent between political freedom and economic development. 116. Which of the following is not an indicator of the economic development of a nation? A. Educational activities. B. Human influence over environment. C. Major religion. D. Percentage of urban-rural population. 117. Study the following chart. Which country has the least people working in agriculture? A. Country A. B. Country B. C. Country C. D. Country D. 118. Which term can be described as nations sharing in a technology and communication revolution that has made people increasingly reliant on each other? A. Interdependence. B. Interventionalism. C. Neocolonialism. D. Reformation. . 119. According to the chart above, which of these Asian nations is the least urbanized and the least industrialized country? A. Bangladesh. B. Philippines. C. India. D. Thailand. 120. Study the chart above. Which country most likely has the highest standard of living? A. Malaysia. B. Philippines. C. Singapore. D. South Korea.